Rolling, rolling.
Yeah. No, you just...
I forgot how to do it. Okay. It's been a weekend. Sorry.
It's Sunday. Yeah. It's fine.
I'm meant to be with Jesus today, and I'm you instead, so...
Punishment for that has been stoned to death.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind getting stoned to death right now. Not with the bricks, like. Not with the... Ha-ha, drug jokes!
I'll use all this. It's fine.
I know you will, yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening!
Sappening!
Oh, that was a bit down from you. We'll try it again. Sappening!
Sappening!
Again?
What am I doing wrong?
I don't know. You're hitting a note at the end that makes me feel sad, like you don't want to be. Sappening!
Sappening!
That'll do it, yeah. Sappening! Listening to Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, not Mo Dick. This is episode 61, and it's all about...
Oh, no. I'm stopping it there. Number one, you brought up Mo Dick, not me. I was going to leave it, but obviously you love it. So
no, I was on the edge.
More people can use it.
No, I was on the edge because I was thinking, how are you going to get it into this episode, Sean?
Hey, that's my sex tip.
Anyway, this is episode 61, right? Yes. And this episode is all about owning your okayness.
Oh,
and that is preached by our guests this week.
Yes, it is. This week, we have got the fabulous Milk Teeth on Sappening Podcast.
Yes, we do. Em and Becky join us for a lovely conversation.
Again.
Yeah. But this time, Sean, with exclusive and breaking news.
Yes.
Because they have just announced that they will be releasing their self-titled studio album on March 27th through Music for Nations Records.
Nice. Yes, we've had this one in the can for quite some time. We recorded this one back at Gunnersbury Festival, didn't we?
Gunnersville Festival.
Gunnersbury, that's where it was.
Yeah, with You Me at Six.
Yep.
Back over the summer.
Yeah.
But as they want to tell us all these new information about the record and things they couldn't tell us.
Secret deets.
That we have had to keep it back.
Yeah.
We
nearly leaked it.
We did.
At one point, we nearly ran out of podcast. So we were like, put that Milk Teeth one out. And then we were like, better not.
We were just so excited to get all this information out there.
Yeah, because that's the problem with us. See, we get told things and then we're like, we want to tell people. Which is also like today's news, and today it went on sale, My Chemical Romance.
Yes, they did. So people listening to this now will either be trying to get tickets or...
Crying.
Or they'll be crying
either
way.
They'll either be trying or crying.
Or both.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck to everybody trying to get My Chemical Romance tickets today. They announced back on Monday that they are playing on the 20th of June in Milton Keynes Stadium. I've seen... Look, we know by now, right? The My Chemical Romance obviously listen to this podcast religiously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely down to us. All down to us, right? I've seen Mark Hoppus chops in online, right? Claiming he's to blame. He's not to blame. We are. Obviously, right? Because look at their advertising now. They're using V's instead of U's because they know it's the exact perfect way to anger me.
Literally, I think they've been listening to this each and every week from the start. Frank's obviously been on here to get, you know, all the inside knowledge of the podcast as well. And they've just doing everything they can to get our attention.
Yeah.
Well, My Chemical Romance, if you want to get back together, play a stadium in the UK just to get on the podcast,
Mad.
All you had to do was send us a nicely worded email.
Yes. How desperate are you guys, like, that you've had to put on a massive gig just to try and get on the podcast?
It's sick. Look, I'm sick of it, to be honest. I mean, it's just, come on, MCR, do something. I mean, if you want to get our attention, there's better things to do.
There's easier ways to do it. Tweet us. That would have been it. Hiya, guys, can we come on? Yeah. You wouldn't have, had to have done all this now and got all these kids riled up and excited to get tickets. But yeah, nice one, Mike M. Glad to hear they're coming back. Can't wait to see you supporting them. I don't know any of that information, which saddens me, because it obviously means it's not Raiders.
No, yet.
Ah, Raiders. Oh. I'll change the name to Raiders if it gets us on there.
If not, you can just... Milton Keynes is a big place, right? It's a stadium. So why don't you just rock up outside, gate crash it, and just play a set like before doors, just to get people like... That'd be good publicity, I reckon.
Yeah, there's got to be legality towards it. Like, I don't know. Turn up and
why not?
We have a bash anyway.
Anyway, going back to this week's episode, of course, as said, Becky and Em joining us for a lovely conversation. Probably everyone's grungy punk rock mates.
I've listened to a lot of Milk Teeth lately, and I've absolutely enjoyed my time.
Yeah.
So, check out the Sapnin podcast guest playlist on Spotify. And back to all of the guests.
I'm very excited for this album now to be coming out on March the 27th. As we said, it's self-titled, so that means it's called Milk Teeth.
Do you know what? When you said self-titled, I thought, I wonder if we can name the Raiders album self-titled.
Just actually self-titled.
Self-titled, yeah, not Raiders.
No, just self-titled. By Raiders.
By Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and they obviously this following a string of singles and EPs, and they've been working on this record for literally 3 years now.
Bloody hell. So, how long is it? How long is the album?
I don't know, but they've been working on it for a long time.
Jesus,
they're
going to
tell us all about it in a little bit, and we're going to have a host of feel-good conversations with news, laughs, mad off-topics, and lovely feel-good vibes in between as well.
Your reading is getting better. I ate my laugh now. After listening to last week's episode now, I now ate my own laugh and I can't try and be funny anymore.
She's trying to sabotage. See, my reading stopped now. See, these scripts are getting heftier and heftier.
You should have put all them bees in the middle of sabotage when you were reading it.
I need to spell check more often. But anyway, yes, Milk Teeth, thank you very much for taking time out at Gunnersville to tell us all the secrets about this album. I'm excited to get this out. We have a good laugh. We pull funny faces. There's a little bit of NSEMIA. What's the...
NSEMIA.
What's the one where you
ASMR.
Do that one?
NCP. That's a car park. We didn't. Yeah. For once, we didn't do this one in a car park.
No, we didn't. Right. Anyway. Yeah.
RESTECP.
That's what it means
there
to
you
me.
Go, the stack
all right, anyway, this has gone mad. You can tell how this conversation is going to go, but thanks again to them, the team and everything.
Love them.
Go and pre-order the album right now. After this episode, listen to this, then go and pre-order, or do it at the same time.
You could do it at the
same
time.
Yeah. So before we get into this conversation, I know we've gone on just a little bit of housekeeping. Please go and follow our social media pages at Sapnin Pod on Instagram and Twitter to keep updated on everything. If you don't know how to spell Sapnin Pod, Sean's going to tell you right now.
At SAPPENINPOD. That's at SAPPENINPOD.
Woo! Check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/Sapnin. Now, this album that comes out by Milk Teeth, you could say that that's a gift they are giving to the listeners and to the music universe. Well, speaking of gifts, gifts are good for birthdays. This episode comes out on the 24th. Of January, which is Friday.
Yep.
On the 26th of January, it's my birthday.
Oh,
so if you're struggling now to think of a gift to get me, why not join the lovely community at patreon.com/Sapnin?
Yes, do that.
How good is it, Sean?
Very good, very good. We've created a community of lovely, lovely people, beautiful, beautiful souls, and yes, a network of support, love, jokes,
memes.
Oh, the bloody memes.
Yeah.
We sound every week. We're meant to be selling this, right? And we're like, oh, the bloody me. Get in here and yeah. If you like the idea of me and Morgan being
bullied.
Made fun of, bullied to a deadline every week, check out patreon.com/sapnin, because those buggers are having a bash with the memes.
They are, and they're all getting together and having lovely meetups at gigs and films and concerts and everything else in between. They're all going to do some mad thing for my chem, and you know, so if you're struggling to find anyone to go with, or you've got, oh, I've got tickets but none of my friends have, guaranteed someone in that group will, and they'll be going, and you'll all have a lovely time.
We'll all be there. There'll be some sort of big Sapnin meetup, I'm sure.
Well, I'm just waiting for the invitation from Gerard and Code to get us there.
It's
anyway, so
coming,
so
it's going to come in. I wonder if we can get all of the crowd, all 45,000 people, to shout Sapnin so loud that it knocks my chem over.
Well, that's how they're going to start the show, surely. That's
yeah.
Sapnin, 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 Sapnin.
Speaking of starting shows, should we do this one?
Yeah.
Cool. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sapnin!
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 Oh, there was a slight stall.
But they did it at the same time as well, yeah, so obviously they're waiting. Nice. So
in sync.
Nice cohesion, yes. We are joined by Emma and Becky from the fantastically great Milk Teeth.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Very well, thank
Perfect
you.
Perfect time to take a drink.
Sip, sip.
How are you? Well, I'm really off the show.
I'm not press trained, I'm sorry.
It's all right, it's all good. Yeah, how are you? Yeah.
Great, thank you.
How are very
you?
Good.
Good,
warm.
Yeah.
Warm.
It's a sunny day at time of recording, because God knows what type of weather this is when it comes out.
What is
out,
the British weather doing? I put tights on today, it was fucking freezing when I woke up.
A leather jacket. Leather jacket in the sun.
Now, summer's come back.
Yeah, that for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll be pissing down tomorrow now. Yeah. Back to the old stuff. Yeah, but at the moment, we are currently in Gunnersville.
Yes.
In London. How was your guys' set? Did you enjoy?
Very fun.
It was great.
We didn't realise that we were on big screens, though, until afterwards. So that was quite funny. Because, when you know, I mean, you still pull stupid faces. But, when you don't know, you probably pull more stupid faces. So then finding that out was a bit of...
Seeing it back in the tagged Instagram stories.
Was a bit of a time.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
shit.
All we're going to get now for the next few days is, I wish I pulled that face.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But it was very fun.
It was great.
It's nice that people were there. It's a Sunday. I feel like they're just warming themselves up a bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yes.
I feel like we're kind of the black sheep on this lineup a little
100%,
bit as well.
But we always are, and I guess think so. That's okay.
That's good.
It's a good way to be.
It's a good thing.
Oh, definitely. It's like, I literally spent all my time when I was in the blackout just trying to get gigs with bands that we didn't fit with.
Yeah.
Just to shock people into either liking us or hate.
Yeah.
I'd much rather you really hate my band than be like, yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather someone go,
have
oh,
a strong opinion.
Yeah. Have you seen that stupid fat fellow with a blonde hair with a stupid fringe? Fuck them. Like, that's what I want. That's what
Faffa.
I want.
Faffa?
What?
Did you say Faffa?
Fat fella.
Oh, no, fat fella.
Yeah, I was a lot younger.
I thought you said the Faffa.
Yeah.
I was like, that's Faffa. A good name. The hey, Faffa.
I got a new word.
No, but it has been a really busy summer for you guys all over festival season. Of course, we talked to you back at Slam Dunk on
you
that
did.
Special.
That feels like forever.
It does. Yeah, isn't it? It's
forever
been
and
like
ever.
A lifetime ago.
Yeah, festival season slowly getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
It's great.
We're in September now.
Get that in there, yes.
We all slagged off Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
Did, yeah.
Have you heard anything from James and the boys?
No. So fuck Metallica.
Oh. I can't get over it. Yeah. You would have thought, we had a guy called... comedian called Jim Brewer on.
Okay.
And he does a fantastic, he does stand up and he did a download and he does like a Lars Ulrich impression.
Oh, really?
So I'm pretty sure that when he did his Lars impression, Lars has probably heard it now.
You would have thought
back
so.
Gone through our back catalogue, listened to them all, heard your comments.
Yeah, good.
So
I'm glad.
He's probably listening right
now. Hello, Lars.
If I hear this, then fuck you, Metallica.
Love from Milk
Tea. Yes, part two, part two. We've got it again.
If anyone hears any weird noises, I'm just grabbing
just
a can of Pepsi.
You know, God. No, I don't dislike Metallica, but sorry.
Are you wearing my cardigan as a headscarf?
For some reason.
I don't know why I've just chipped in.
Why have you chipped
this
in?
Is,
you,
this
you
is
love
M's
it.
Wife, Megan.
I just got a bit annoyed that you said you didn't like Metallica.
Yeah, fuck Metallica. No.
Alright,
Wait, we're going to do a little bit of ASMR. Please hold the mic.
Ooh. Hang on, this is a first. This is a first.
ASMR.
Is that what you have to do in ASMR? You have to go
ASMR.
If you don't say the four letters, they don't know what it is.
I don't know what ASMR is.
It's that sensory motor something.
Audio sensory neuro
something
no,
like that.
ASMR, no.
Audio sensory movement recognition.
This
I don't
too
know.
Much, yeah, yeah. Too many big words here. Yeah? I don't know what's going on.
People
I think
are
it's
real
just
into
annoying
it,
noises.
Yeah.
It's people going like this. Ah, I'm making annoying noises. Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah,
I have people, a condition called misophonia. Have you ever heard of misophonia?
No.
I don't know if it's real or not.
Oh. It is now.
I'm sure it is though.
Officially diagnosed.
People, they have like support groups and shit. But I imagine that I have it because I fucking hate eating noises more than anything in the entire
world.
You
really do.
Honestly, I have to leave the room. If I can hear someone eating,
and then
gone.
Some people, then the other way, the ASMR crew, they're. Yeah, they get all tingly and stuff, and like
yeah, disgusting.
They get
what? No, it's disgusting.
My friend Tilly,
what's wrong with you all?
My friend Tilly loves ASMR.
What's wrong with you all?
That's what we should do. We should do it
right. Well,
we've got a new idea for a podcast.
We'll whisper through the whole episode.
No, we do a new podcast of ASMR
stuff. Shaming.
You're doing it. You're doing it by slagging off ASMR the whole time. Like
fuck you guys. What's that? What the fuck is wrong with you? I can't. What's wrong with you? What's relaxing about this?
Every so often.
There's nothing relaxing about this. You're just fucking weird.
Tilly, my friend Tilly is going to come for you.
Okay. Better watch out for your friend Tilly.
Yeah.
No, I know
she
Tilly.
Loves ASMR.
I think that just sums up 2019, really. People getting into really weird shit all of a sudden. I mean,
yeah. I mean, fuck whatever floats your boat.
No,
unless
true.
It's ASMR, then fuck you.
But I understand why you don't like it, because a lot of them are like hair cutting noises and the scissors and stuff surround sound, and you hate anything to do with like around your head.
Yeah, well, I have Asperger's, so my sensory what's the word? Tolerance.
Awareness and tolerance, yeah.
Sensory tolerance. I'm just really intolerant.
Yeah. Of everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and I blame it on being autistic, but really I'm just a cunt. Sorry. No. I can't deal with my hair being cut, light touch, any of that shit. ASMR just presses all the wrong buttons for me.
Me and Meg and M's wife do this noise when we're concentrating that we don't know.
It's fucked.
That's like
it's like this.
The thinking noise.
Okay.
Yeah, I do it. You hate it.
Yeah, see, the worst.
Me and Megan get cancelled and exiled to the kitchen.
Cancelled to the kitchen. Cancelled, what are you talking about?
That's not a bad cancellation, though, yeah. Is it? It's like, it's what's the bin. Worst thing that can happen to your band? Oh, I got cancelled to the kitchen for a bit.
Where all the bread is. Yeah.
I cancel myself. I take myself elsewhere. I cancel myself on a walk. Cancel myself... in another room. I'll go and have a cancel lie down for a bit and then come back.
Have a cancel for about 9 hours and wake up the next morning and be uncancelled. I don't know where this has gone
While we're still on this though, I can relate to the concentration thing because a lot of people have told me lately I bite my tongue when I'm really concentrating.
Yeah.
So.
What? You can't hear this.
Like chewing it.
But.
Like chewing it when, like, I don't know.
Chewing your tongue?
Yeah, apparently so.
It's a thing.
Like, apparently that's the thing I do. So.
Like what? Show me. I don't understand what you mean.
Well, the listeners aren't going to be able to see this.
I don't care about them. I
want. I'm not concentrating, am I?
What?
We've already made it very clear we don't care about the listeners at this point.
Yeah. If they get to this episode, come on. If you're done this.
In our Instagram videos, if you look at anything of me holding the camera while you're talking, you can notice it. So at SappeningPod on Instagram.
Good plug.
We'll
nice.
Share. We'll share
professional
more.
Professional of the pair.
We're getting this back on track.
Yeah, let's talk about the uses of the tongue.
Sorry, my tongue.
Because you haven't shown me and I'm very disappointed, so carry on.
It is a really exciting time for you because obviously you've just made a huge announcement now of new music, tour in November and everything as well.
Yeah.
Can you just give us all the details going on?
Well, it was very good to make the announcement at the time we did.
let's break the fourth wall. This is before they've announced it.
So they're going to give us the details.
We will have announced it by the time this comes out. We have just made a... It was great, though.
You've obviously just made
a big announcement and then sort of...
Do a big eyebrows.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Please go with me on this.
Go with me on this one.
You should have gone... No, we haven't.
What are you on about?
Yeah. Well, we have. That's what we've done. Yeah. We haven't made any announcement at this point.
It's a lovely big tour. It's a family affair. Em's other band are playing, so she's got to do two sets a night.
Ooh. Nice.
Lucinda's other band are playing, so they've also got to do two sets a night.
Yeah, Cold Dreams.
I only have to do one set, so who's the real winner
absolute
here?
Absolute part-timer. But you're tour manager, so it's fine.
Yeah, are they getting double bubble or...?
And we finally get to speak about our new album, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Come on, give us all the dirt and details, anything.
It's self-titled. So it's called Milk Teeth.
Yeah. just in case you didn't know.
It's called self-titled.
It's called self-titled.
Has anybody done that? Scar band, I'd imagine.
Bet. I bet it's happened, yeah.
It's got 11 tracks on it. It comes in at about 35 minutes.
Nice. Yeah.
Ooh.
A decent amount, just
decent
enough.
Amount. Not...
Perfect,
you know,
perfect songwriting, 3:30.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, 3:30.
You've done the maths.
The odd 4:20.
Yeah.
Well,
don't mind a 4:20.
No, there you go, stoned to death.
Yep. Callback!
What are we talking about?
It's our first release on Music for Nations, which is very exciting.
Awesome.
It's really, really great to be working with a major label. Because
they do actually let us do what we want, which isn't quite common.
They've got loads of money, they've got really nice offices, and they always buy us chocolate.
Coffee and chocolate.
Lovely, delicious chocolate bars, and we'll have meetings in the nice air conditioned meeting room with the business phone in the middle.
And then we'll be like, we want to do this, and this, and Julie will be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's great. Do you know what? We go into the meeting room, right? Invariably, I'm about 45 minutes late.
No, you've been good recently.
I've been good recently.
You've been very well behaved.
We go in and we go, oh, we'd really like to
do this crazy idea.
And be sick on camera. And they go, yeah.
Sure. We can facilitate that for you.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant. Like, thank you.
They just basically, what they do is they give us loads of money and say yes to everything we want.
What a time. Lucky you. What a time to be alive.
I don't know where your loads of money's coming from.
I signed
Let me check that contract again, because I'm not seeing as much money as you seem to be.
I think lots of money is relative.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because usually I've got about 20p in my bank account.
Yeah, so compared to that, it's all right.
Yeah.
If they're giving him 60p up, We're on to a winner. That's lots of money.
Put it this way, right? Before I signed this deal, I was 4 months behind on rent. Now
you're not.
Bang up today.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's
now
the main
I've got
thing.
3 months rent to pay. Yeah. Yeah. Now, it's been a month since we signed. I've got 5 months to pay. Shit.
I haven't been evicted. Everything's
nice.
Good.
It's okay. So
congratulations on that. That's awesome. Yeah. And very rare.
No bailiffs for you.
No bailiffs for me this year.
This year.
No knocking just yet.
You know
give it 6 months.
I had a really good chat with a couple of bailiffs and I said, are you proud of what you do? Are you proud of what you do? Are you happy with your life? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, so when you tell your children what you do, you say you come into people's houses and you take their goods for parking fines or like missed DART charges. And they're like, oh, well done, Dad. I'm so proud of you. And they went, anyway,
I thought it was going to be like you literally made him go, oh, do you know what? This is terrible. All them go, oh no, I love it.
I quit. Yeah, I quit my job.
I think they do love it in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. I like upset. I like seeing mothers cry in front of their families. That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like if that's one of your things, yeah, well, become a bailiff.
Tell you what, become a bailiff, stick a camera on and nick people's shit.
Yeah, that's a bit, yeah. Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
If you can get a contract with fucking payday loans company or like a pawn broker or any of that kind of shit. Kick people's doors down, march in and nick
come and
their
take all their
only
stuff.
Worldly possessions.
I like how we've gone from talking about the album, talking about major labels, then talking about bailiffs coming.
We're very good at diverting
the album's
the conversation.
Great. There's nothing about bailiffs on it.
No.
Yet.
There's a lot of...
Next album.
Next album.
But yeah, there's a lot of...
there's
mental
a lot
health
of...
based... stuff is that
not like explicitly directly. I'd say like lyrically, where before I've been quite tongue-in-cheek and sarcastic about topics like depression and stuff to kind of give it an approachable spin maybe. This one's much more bare but a lot more I'd say like in metaphors. More poetic, maybe.
Nice. Okay.
Like my writing's changed slightly.
I think that it's more honest in terms of it that your lyrics aren't so self-aware and they're much more direct. If not like in terms of what the actual words are, in terms of you're not like putting up a front of being like ha 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 ha.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hide behind my sarcasm for
once. Yeah, no, but that's cool. And yeah, the songs are great. Songs are the best songs you've ever written.
Thanks, mate.
This is nice.
So
we're a free piece now. It's going very well. We wanted to do basically like with the EPs, we've said this a bunch. So we recorded the album with the same person that we did the EPs with, Neil Kennedy at the Ranch. Love him. I've recorded literally everything in Milk Teeth with him except the very first EP that we did, so he's been around with us since the start really. The only thing I felt like was misrepresented on the EPs was the sound. It felt a bit like too polished, too pop, more like maybe how people at the time wanted us to sound rather than me feeling like it represented the band. So with this one we tried to cut all the bullshit, all the layers, and just be like, this is how it sounds, this is what we're like live, that's the vocal take on the day, that's the bass take on the day, this is what you get. And I hope people get behind that, to be honest, because I don't want to put anything out that's just had too much work done. I'd rather it just be like, this is us, this is what
is
we do.
It's kind of the opposite of to everything that else is going on in the moment, because like every other band seems to have thousands of tracks and layers and 7,000 vocals.
I feel like it works for certain genres, definitely, and like pop, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't see us in that frame. I see us doing more what the bands I looked up to did, so like Placebo and the Pixies and Soundgarden and all the 90s kind of alt bands. It was what they did in the studio and they didn't fuck with it too much. And that was the outcome, and that's what you heard, and you'd see the same thing at a live show, and that's what I love and that's what I miss. So if we can bring that back into an industry that is very polished at the moment, that would be great.
I think like we wanted to just make sure that there wasn't anything on there that we couldn't recreate live, and also not not overcook it.
Yeah.
And just like, because you listen to stuff like, although it does sound a little bit like out there when you listen back to like Pavement records or Pixies records or like Sleater Kinney records and stuff, because it is so minimal. At the same time, you could never release an album like that anymore. So I think we just wanted to try and release something close to that.
Okay.
But I feel like it stands the test of time better.
Well, I think so as well. I think that so much of like alternative music is like homogenized to the point where you could listen to something on the radio and not know what it is until the DJ tells you what it is.
Yeah.
And like,
but also sometimes you get the feeling like you've heard it a million times, like, you know,
yeah,
you're like,
sure,
oh, I know this song, and then you go, oh no, I didn't know this song.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But they all sound the same.
Yeah, I think we just didn't want to, because everyone's trying to stand out by fitting in.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we never fit in, so we're already fucked from the get-go. No, really.
Yeah.
No, but that's great for you, I suppose, because sends you out there on an island on your own.
It's interesting that you wanted to take that approach to it, really, and just have that representation of how you sound live and not trying to, just as you said, perfect everything and polish it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like, no drum replacement, no auto-tune, none of that. If there's about 2 points on the album where there's more than one guitar part, just for the sake of production. But the rest of it is like, I can't play two guitar parts at the same time.
What's the
and
point?
I've been trying for the last year to play two guitar parts, sometimes three guitar parts at the same time from the old material.
Yeah.
So it's like,
give
I don't want to have to do that anymore. Have a day off.
Yeah. Squid hands.
Yeah.
How am I going to do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it was partly to make our lives easier, partly a stylistic choice.
How long did it take you to record the thing from start to finish?
10 days.
10 days.
Ooh. We've genuinely never had the luxury of working for more than that period of time. And also we said that I wouldn't really want to. I'd rather get in, it be my sole focus, than give it like 3 months and be like half holiday, half record. I want to get in, be like, no, this is what we need to do. Do the best that we can while we're there and get out.
Yeah.
But we also, the recording experience was interesting because we got moved to a different site for a bit because we weren't able to stay at the studio where we were originally.
I think we spoke about this last time.
Sleeping,
the
yeah.
Rats. The rats.
Yeah.
Because last time we spoke to you, we had just finished recording the record. Mm. But yeah, we had a nice person in the guest house who gave us breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm. Carol.
Shout out to Carol.
Lovely Carol.
Shout out Carol.
Scottish Carol.
Loud Scottish Carol.
Yeah.
What else is there to say about the album?
I feel like the song that we released was about this time last year, wasn't it? Maybe a couple months on, November-ish? When Stain came out. Yeah, I feel like that is kind of a good representation of what people can expect from the new record.
Okay, cool.
The more raw sound, the heavier guitar parts. It's been thought about more as a free piece, I'd say, as well, rather than just being like, oh, let's put a layer here, let's put a layer here. We've thought like, what can we do? How do we make it sound big without having to add a million parts? How do we make it sound big from tone or production choice or...
Or the actual musical arrangement.
Yeah.
Rather than like layering it up to make it sound like big, strip it back in the...
Oh no, my cup's gone.
Other part.
Which is something that I was really excited about because I've said before, but when... before Em joined the band, sorry, I wanted to co-write with Em for ages because we took Nervous out on a tour probably like a year and a half ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On a Milk Teeth headline run. And our manager had said to me, he was like, oh, like, is there anybody you want to co-write with? And I think he was expecting me to say like some like big name or something. And I was like,
Elton John.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
He's queer and he's from Watford, so it's close to me.
Salt. If
he's
you're listening.
Not quite there.
Crocodile Rock, though.
What?
Crocodile Rock.
Well, I don't know, mate.
Banger.
Well, I've never listened to Elton John.
No.
Apart from that time at Vicarage Road in halftime, and John Barnes made us all sing Rocket
Man.
Yeah,
we were at the game.
Yeah.
John Barnes.
Em took me to a Watford game to the shame of my dad, who's an Ipswich fan.
Ooh.
Yeah, controversial, but I didn't mind. I even
Ipswich
bought a Watford
fan.
Shirt.
Who?
Oh, yeah, all three.
I know,
of them.
We can't talk about that. Ipswich has gone significantly downhill.
That's fine. Sean can name every player from Ipswich in 1994.
Craig Forrest.
Clive Baker, that's the goalkeeper, son goalkeeper. They had Alex Matthew, number 33. That was the first highest squad number shirt I'd ever seen.
This is amazing.
And it's essentially ended up being becoming my favourite number of all time. Ian Marshall was a striker with a mullet. He played at number 9.
Was he a classic number 9?
He's a classic number 9 as well.
That's something I hear pundits say.
Everybody's favourite. Oh, he's a classic number 9.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah, you know, he's
a striker.
Yeah.
I wish the audience could see Megan's face right now. She's just like,
what's the matter? Yeah, it's not really. It's not like something I could.
Oh, you could go and mastermind and do like Premier League 1994.
Premier League teams in what? Why? How do I know it? It's just from a 94 Premier League sticker book.
Okay. No.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, I can name a good. But yeah, but it's crap and it's like non-transferable to life. Like what?
Yeah.
I have a lot of those skills.
Yeah. How do I make money? Like, go around Comic Cons going, who? Oh, let me guess five players from 1994 that you might have heard of. Ha ha! And people like,
oh, side project.
Yeah. Anyway, fuck Milk Teeth. An idea for podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, John Barnes.
John Barnes, yeah.
Yes.
John Barnes, Elton John.
We sang it.
We sang Rocket Man.
But do it at
the
right time.
John Barnes performed World in Motion.
He performed it live.
And
we
Vicarage
saw
Road
it.
To warm us up for the big sing along of
Rocket Man.
Because Paramount were there filming the trailer for the film Rocket Man.
But they definitely didn't feature us. I'm very disappointed.
No, they didn't. Massive waste of time. Made us look like a bunch of tits in front of the Southampton fans, of which there was one stand.
And we
were all like, Rocket Man! And then, and then fucking whoever it was, I can't remember his name, scored the fastest goal in Premier League
history. Yeah. 6 seconds.
Yeah, 6 seconds.
Into the
after
game
we'd
and
all
the
sung
goal was
fucking
scored.
Rocket Man. And I was like, I
can't believe it.
And it was the first time I brought Becky to Vicarage Road.
And I was like,
let's go
and
watch Watford. Yeah, Watford having a good season. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, let's do that. And then we sang Rocket Man, listened to John Barnes doing the World in Motion rap, and then conceded the fastest goal in Premier League history.
Unbelievable.
And I was like,
this is football. Yeah. It's like this every week.
Oh my god.
This is absolutely brilliant. I love the range of topics that have already happened on this. This is.
Should we do an extended edition? You might have to, because we don't stay on topic very much.
Sorry.
Oh, we're all right. Yeah, we're under time so far. So, yeah.
There we go.
But no, but going back to the new record.
Oh, the new record.
What other sports are we all into?
No, quick.
Synchronized swimming, no?
Swimming? Bro, who the fuck goes... I'll tell you what my favourite sport is, mind. Swimming. Nobody.
Someone's favourite sport.
It's not, bro. It's somebody's favourite hobby. It's not. Nobody's like, oh, bro, let's go watch fucking Michael Phelps on the weekend. Nobody said that. Nobody. It's
diving.
Not someone's favourite sport.
Diving.
I reckon there's a lot of people into diving. Since Tom Daly.
There's definitely Tom Daly
fan clubs.
I met him. I gunged him.
You gunged him?
Yeah.
That's a good claim to fame.
I'll show you the photos after.
Can you explain what that is, just in case? If people listen to this,
I just realized gunging could be. Basically, I worked with my friend Jason Perry on a thing called Hello World, where we had YouTubers meet music.
Jason Perry, the singer from A?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. The very same.
And yeah, we worked on this thing, and Tom Daly's recently become a YouTuber, and he was invited to this thing, and he had to be gunged. I was the tit gunging him. So.
Oh, wicked.
That makes me really sad.
Yeah, people still know what gunging is because Nickelodeon has carried on.
Yeah, they do it on the kids' music awards and stuff.
They still gunge.
Green slime.
I feel like Dwayne The Rock Johnson might have got gunged last year.
We got... Paul, our friend, runs a cafe in Watford. We got Dave Benson Phillips in there one time.
The king of gunge.
Absolute gunge lord.
Gunge lord.
Nice.
Speaking of Dave Benson, he's actually become a professional wrestler now.
Yeah, he's
Dave Benson Phillips.
Yeah.
A professional wrestler.
Yeah.
That's great.
Legit, yeah.
One of the things on his website once said, things I want to achieve before I'm 50. And one of the things on the list was happiness.
Happiness.
Oh god, that's so depressing in itself.
And it made me so sad.
Well, yeah, he was a kids' TV presenter for 25 years. If he's not happy now,
It's not happening.
He's not.
But I think he's doing well. He's he had a removal company at one point, and he had a. So I think he bought a van, and I've done that as well. And you know, when you're an entertainer, you got to make ends meet somewhere else, right? So Dave bought a van.
Yeah. And he was so what things do you and Dave Benson have in common? We bought a van. Go on. Sorry, go on. Carry
right,
on with
so,
you.
And then I think Dave was trying to do like removals. And then I think he might have bought a... I think he might have bought a bouncy castle as well. So it's like, Dave's bouncy castle...
It's going to be...
That would have been such a good ASMR moment just to interrupt you.
This Pepsi Max everywhere.
So, yeah, Dave bought a van and was doing a bit of removals, a bit of bouncy castle hire, a bit of, like, personal, like, PA stuff. Like, going to DJ,
feel so bad for
DJing
David.
In Oceania and all that.
Yeah, I feel so bad for him now.
I think
Jack
he's killing it now.
Jack of all trades.
If he's beating a wrestler now, then he's obviously just
he's
throwing caution
it.
To the wind. He's not making sensible investments in vans.
That's true.
He's being a wrestler.
He's being a wrestler.
Dave, if you're listening, give us a tweet at Sapnin Pod. Let us know what you're up to, what you got coming the next couple of weeks, and we'll give you a mention and we'll come
watch you wrestle.
Dave, get Dave on the podcast.
Get Dave on the podcast. Dave Benson podcast.
Literally. Please get Dave Benson Phillips on the,
I'm up
on
for
the
it.
Podcast.
I'm up for it. I've always been up for it.
Stranger things have happened, really.
If this happens, we've got you to thank for it.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do some sort of crossover.
Special edition.
Yeah, for sure.
Special edition episode.
We have to have him come to a Milk Teeth gig and gunge people.
Oh my God. Do you know what? That's the
next
that's
music
the best
video.
Idea for a music video.
Yeah, done.
Get
sold.
Your own back.
Nice.
Oh. Oh my God.
Right, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we could stick a bunch of bailiffs in it.
Yeah. Gunge the bailiffs.
Get the bailiffs back.
Gunge the bailiffs.
Great. Yeah. Great video.
Wait.
Gunge the landlord. I wish I could gunge my landlord.
Well, you did say the label are open to all these ideas, so I mean...
Well, we're just brainstorming. Yeah,
can this major label afford Dave Benson Phillips? That's the question.
There you go.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work. We can pull some strings in the budget department. Speak to fucking... Who is it in finance? I don't know.
I don't even know.
Clive.
They're always my
Clive.
My mate, Clive.
Clive or Greg at finance.
All right, Clive.
Yeah. One time I was chasing an invoice for someone who I did some driving work for in my van, which I bought. And I was chasing this invoice for ages, and they were like, oh, sorry, the guy in finance hasn't sorted it out. I remember being like, oh,
it's those pesky finance
people. Yeah. It's like a company of one person. It's like, just fucking pay me. Anyway.
I know you've got, you're the only person that works this company.
I know there's no one in finance.
Addresses.
I know there's no one in finance. So I was like, oh, just drop me the person in finance's email and let me have a word with him instead if it's easier. I don't want to be giving you a bunch of an earful every 2 days saying please pay me. And then he was like, oh, we sorted it. It's fine.
Magic.
There was no one in finance.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, he couldn't give you the person in finance's email because that's his own email again. That's like, oh yeah, no, just reply to this email, bro.
Yeah.
That's
what
I
was
like. I like that idea though. I think you and me should start doing that.
Yeah, that's the person in finance.
Not paying people.
Well, we don't pay people anyway.
Oh, you mean get invoices?
Just invent people who work for your company.
Yeah.
And then say that whatever it is that you're not doing properly is their fault.
They've been fired, and we're moving on. Sorry about this. It's very unfortunate.
The thing is, if the people aren't real, they don't need employment rights. So you can bypass employment law by having fake employees.
You just be like, it's my mate Todd. You need to contact Todd Jensen.
That's Barry in accounts.
Barry Scott.
Yeah. Not the same
Scott,
one.
Yeah. Scott Barry.
Oh, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger in accounts. Not the same one. Yeah, not the same one.
I feel
you
like
say that. I went to college with a guy called Indiana Jones. No joke.
No way. Ask.
What you're going to think is, I don't really care about seeing Indiana Jones, the boy in the flesh, but I want to know what his parents are like. Because they've got to be nuts.
I can't say. I never met him, but I was just always very impressed at his name.
Yeah, I remember a boy who was...
Did he turn up to class every day by rolling in through the bottom of the door?
With a long whip
and
a hat.
What was that Indiana Jones film where... The newer one.
Oh, the new... Yeah.
Where there was a nuclear explosion and he was hiding
the
in a fridge.
The Crystal Skull.
That's it.
Right.
Why do I know it? I haven't even seen it.
I haven't seen it either, but I know that he's in a fridge.
Yeah, he gets in a fridge and gets nuked.
Yeah, and then he's fine. It's not real. Not real.
Any kids listening to this, please don't go inside the fridge. And also,
in the event of nuclear war,
in the event of a nuke, try it.
It's
I suppose
over.
Try it. Because
if it's your last result.
You're going to get fucked anyway, so you may as well get fucked in the fridge. So.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, yeah, just go with that.
Let us know anyway. Yeah, if you have been nuked and you survived by hiding in a fridge, let us know what's happening. Podcast@gmail.com.
To be fair, if this is coming out in a few months' time, we don't know how politics is going to evolve in those few months.
To be fair, it could happen.
Bojo's bound to go mental before he gets fired 100%. And cause some sort of fucking nuclear
good old
winter,
BJ.
Surely.
He'll at least do a shit in the Commons, I reckon.
Yeah.
Lay a big steaming turd on it. I'm sure they have toilets in the Commons.
I'm sure they can afford that.
I think I'm a Bojo having a shit in the Commons now. How do we get from the album to Bojo shit?
It's our fault. Blame us. It's always our fault.
It's definitely our fault. we were talking about my ADD, my self-diagnosed ADD on the way up. So that's what's happened to you.
That's probably,
Yeah, so yeah, the tour. That's happening.
Oh, yeah, the tour, the big tour. Is it happening or has it happened?
Oh, I don't know. When is it?
November the 7th.
I'm guessing it would
to the 17th.
Be happening soon.
It's happening soon.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
We are excited for the tour.
It's going to be great because basically all three bands fit in one van.
Aww.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah,
I like
also
that.
Very good for the environment.
That's true as well.
True. Nice.
And
it's one big carpool.
People were just talking about the crossover in our various bands. And so we decided to just do it.
Yeah. It's very split
one
down.
Time only.
It's very split down the middle. People are either like, oh, they're all hanging out together all the time. What's this?
Seems like genuine community. I hate it.
Goddamn community.
My favourite bands are friends. Oh, yuck.
Oh, why are they in direct competition with each other?
Yeah. Why aren't they just friends with me?
How dare they?
I listen to their songs. They should just be friends with me.
And then there's the other 50% that are like, oh my God, I get to see all three of my favourite bands at one time. And like, that's great.
Like, oh, it's like Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, yeah. Avengers Endgame, but music.
Any skill.
Yeah. Sad but true.
Not true.
No, but with all that as well, is there any other exciting things on the horizon you can?
Ooh. That tour.
You don't have to be around. You can't see me on the podcast, but this. Yes, sorry.
I've never played the Boiler Room, and we're playing the Boiler Room on this tour. Em's nice. Played it loads of times, but I haven't.
Yeah, I've played the Boiler Room.
I've been.
I watched Michael Cera play in his weird band at the
Boiler
Room.
That's so great.
Michael Cera's got a band?
Yes.
Yeah, they sound a bit like Grateful Dead.
What does he do?
Don't know. I think he just mumbles. I think it's the same as what he does in his films.
Are you Michael Cera?
He plays
a skinny 16-year-old in the band. Like he does in all of his films.
He is a bit typecast, yeah.
Yeah.
Tad.
It's impossible for him to
what
go.
What else have we got
go
going on?
We will have already done it, but we were Oasis.
We played a really great set at Moth Club in London.
Yep.
As Oasis.
What? Where?
On September the 28th, which is in the past, and it was really good. The crowd went wild.
I did my best Liam impression.
Yeah.
Wore a parka.
I can't believe Noel turned up.
Yeah.
It was nice of him.
Tell you what, though, right? So, I used to play in a band with a guy called Dan McDougall years ago. And he now drums for Liam Gallagher.
No way.
Small nice. World.
Yeah, awesome. So we're just trying to get Liam down.
Oh, so it might have happened by then.
It might have happened. Yeah. It might happen.
We might have met Liam Gallagher.
How weird is it?
We're predicting
we're
things.
Just in the future, but we're talking about... I hope Liam turns up. I'd be chuffed for you.
I hope Liam turned... Liam did turn up.
Yeah.
I can't believe Liam Gallagher was at our fucking show.
Oh, my
and
God.
Singing Oasis songs
why the
with
fuck
us.
Have we talked about the album art? Let's just talk about Liam Gallagher turning up. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. Do you
insane.
Know what? He's a really down-to-earth guy.
I can't
can
believe
you
how much
your...
cocaine he brought with him.
Can
that
you
was
do...
unbelievable of him.
No, you know, he's quite sensible now. He's a family guy. His wife's his manager. He hangs out and it's just funny. They're not married. All right, I don't know.
But that's what he said on the night.
Maybe they're married.
They could be now.
I don't know if they're married. Anyway, and he was really nice, and he came in,
and he said, "Sunshine."
He said, "You're right, Milk Teeth."
And we were "How's like, it going on, Milk Teeth?
How's it going on, Milk Teeth? Yeah, got a great show tonight. Yeah, can't wait to sing songs with you. Yeah, love your band. Yeah, really excited. Yeah, sunshine.
I'm gonna make me son Youngblood. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. Love you, Dad. Oh, lovely big rock gig. Oh, I can't wait to play the big rock gig with my dad, Liam. Big gig. Oh, love the big gig. In the sunshine.
You turned into Stuart Lee doing Liam Gallagher. That's amazing. Anyway, I bloody love doing big gig me.
Oh, big gig. Tell you what, I remember my big gig when I played with Oasis, and I played big gig, and everyone was nice to me.
Me doing big gig with Nebworth. Bloody Nebworth.
I got a lovely new tambourine for the big gig, and I stood
we
there.
We had a tambourine at the big gig, just to announce.
We had a big tambourine at our big gig, and it was right good, and we loved it, and it was sunshine. That's what he said. Which is really nice. It's really down
very
to
nice.
Us.
It seems.
You've just reminded me, Taylor Hawkins, when we watched the Foo Fighters.
Ah, Taylor
at
Hawkins.
Same voice.
Yeah. Taylor from Foo Fighters. How's it going?
Do you know me, mate, Dave? Yeah.
All my life I've been waiting for something. Something never comes. Never next to nothing.
To best.
Is someone getting the best? The best? Oh. I've got another confession to make. No fool.
They were on his kick drum.
Yes, they were.
Johnny Marr. Oh, I met Johnny Marr backstage at Truck.
Nice.
He was a legend.
So
was
did
like,
I.
You're right. I was like, Johnny! I just acted like I'd known him my whole life. I was like, Johnny, mate, how you doing? He was like, you're right. I really like your band. I really like your music. And he was like, oh, thanks, mate. Who are you? And I was like, oh, I'm playing Milk Teeth. We played together at Mad Cool in Madrid. And he was like, oh, Milk Teeth, yeah, I like that. Heard of them. Great stuff. Well, I'm going to head over to press now, but see you later. And I was like, yeah, see you later, Johnny. And then
like
me and B just sat there.
We freaked out in catering.
Like, oh, you can't see my face, but imagine like all of the muscle tone has gone in your face.
Shell shocked. Sat there. We were like, that's fucking Johnny Marr.
Yeah.
Our mate, Johnny Marr.
We just chatted to Johnny Marr, who wrote the bit.
The bit?
All the bits.
Yeah.
From the Smiths.
Did he mention Big Steve trying to ruin a legacy with all his racisty daft
Big
shit?
Big Steve?
Big Stephen Smith. Big Stephen Morrissey, man. Big Stephen
so
Patrick Morrissey.
At Mad Cool, he, before he played There Is a Light.
Oh, there was pause.
He said, Madrid, thank you for being so great. And just so you know, before we play this, not everyone from England is a dickhead. And then played There Is a Light.
Nice. Oh, wow.
And I was like, yes!
Nice.
Megan cried.
I danced.
I think I went to the toilet.
Yeah.
Really, really hot.
Functions.
Really hot. I was drinking lots of water to stay hydrated. In and out of that toilet all day.
We're not doing an ASMR of that, though.
No.
Oh, please no. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, cool.
So the new album's really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we should talk about it slightly more.
Yeah, 11 songs.
11
yeah.
songs.
11 songs.
Well, the first one, will it have been out by then? Yeah.
The first single, Given Up, came out earlier on in this calendar year. And
it's a good time frame.
Had a great reception. Thousands of views on YouTube.
Yeah. New smash hit.
Play on Radio 1.
It's in the Guinness
play
World
on BBC
Records.
6 Music.
Book.
Oh, yeah. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
2019. Along with the lady that grew her nails like 7 years.
Of course, yeah. 200 weeks of the Billboard number one.
Yep. Smashed it.
Yeah, we thought we'd peaked when we played Main Stage Reading.
How but did no. the Miley Cyrus remix come about with the single?
Well, Miley basically got in contact.
Miley Teeth,
and she was like,
it.
Oh, I know you. You've played with my mate Laura Jane Grace. And I was like, yes, I have done that.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, yeah, yeah, bisexuals.
Let's hang out.
We're all bisexual. Let's
We got so much in common.
Here's a link. Connection.
There is a secret network of bisexuals in the music industry, and we just
that's pretty, yeah, like the Biluminati.
That's it.
I've come up with, I'm going to make t-shirts for that now.
Don't, because someone will pick that up and they'll run with it. Yeah. Some far right lunatic.
Yes.
They'll come after us with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, lovely. Well, then.
with a gun. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Get Dave Benson Phillips on your podcast.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try
get
that.
Get Johnny Marr.
I'll try that
as well. Liam.
The tour isn't over yet. Come to the tour.
Yes.
Come on the tour.
Don't moan that we're not going to Scotland. It's the one tour that we haven't been to Scotland. There's going to be many more tours to Scotland. We've already had a lot of abuse.
Chill out, Scotland.
It's okay. We're going to come back. We just wanted to do some places we haven't done before, like the Boiler Room.
Nice.
In Guildford.
In Guildford, down the road from my house.
You can get a train from Scotland to Guildford.
It's doable.
Yeah.
It's only like 9 hours.
9 hours and about £400.
Yeah. And worth it.
And when's the album out?
Standard.
When's the album out?
The album is out in 2020. We don't have an official date yet, but it's out at the start of 2020.
Yeah, beginning of 2020. And it's really, really good.
We are very excited. I know we're joking around, but we are very excited.
I can't wait for people to hear it.
Yeah. I think it's the best thing we've written so far.
I think it's going to definitely turn some heads of people who are like, what's a milk teeth?
Yeah, what is a milk teeth?
Funnily enough, the guitarist of Less Than Jake was the person who said that to us in our dressing room.
What is a milk teeth?
What's milk teeth? I was like, coming from fucking you.
Yes. All right, who's Jake?
Who's Jake? Who's Jake?
And what sort of standard? I want to know why is he less than it?
Do you know what? Roger from Less Than Jake is a legend. But the other guy came into our dressing room and said that. So anyway, a lot of people who say, what is a milk teeth, will be pleasantly surprised by a new record.
Go and listen to the album.
The guitarist from Less Than Jake. That's our intended demographic for this record.
Yeah. We changed our sound completely just for him.
50-year-old guitarist in a ska band.
Yeah.
I hope you like our songs.
7,000 more trumpets than you've ever needed. But yeah.
Full brass section.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, well, thank you very much for doing this. It's been very, very fun.
And very, very interesting as well.
Thanks for having us. Sorry that we went a little bit off topic.
Yeah, oh, no,
that's what we want. That's what we want, really.
Oh, yeah, I much prefer that than you going, well, what we did was we recorded the drums first.
I feel like the combination of ADD, autism and Asperger's just melded greatly together.
We've got a hell of a gang going on here. Yeah, we got fucking hell. We're a weird bunch and I fucking love it.
Oh yeah.
Fucking love it. Anyway, thank you very much. This has been awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sapman!
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 Again, perfectly together.
Smash that.
You're listening to Sapman Podcast!
Yes! Milk Teeth on episode 61 of Sapnin Podcast. How lovely was that?
Yes, great. Thank you very much to Becky and Em for coming on again. We always love seeing them.
They're a great laugh, literally. It's relaxed, and as you could tell, we go off on all sorts of tangents, but it's really good content. And I bloody love them.
Yes. And I'm so a big fan of the band as well.
Yeah, so I can't wait for this record to come out now, March 27th. Go make sure you pre-order it and make sure, you know, you just buy it on vinyl or collect it on CD, or they'll probably do a special tape or something, you know. Just check out their website, innit, really.
Yes, do that. And going on tour?
They are going on tour around the United Kingdom from the start of April.
Been there. Yeah, carry on.
Oh, you've been there, have you?
The United Kingdom, yeah.
April, start of April.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, go to the website and check out all the dates and then buy tickets and then have a jolly good time.
Yes.
Tell them we sent you.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Just shout Sapnin in their faces and be like, oh, those two knobs. Okay, cool, fine.
Oh, what's that? Oh, I remember that. Oh, no, them again. Oh, they're not you.
Nightmares.
Oh, no.
Remember their faces. Well, the one was
on. But yes, it's been great to finally get this conversation out, because we recorded it at Gunnersville. And if you listen back to episode 42
with Josh
from Chesky from Yumi at 6, also featuring Trash Boat.
Yes.
Josh tells us off of being late, and being late was because of
this conversation
yes.
we had with Milk Teeth. So now everything is full circle.
Yes. It all fits into place now.
It all fits into place.
I bet there's people who've been going, oh, yeah, but why was Josh so mad at them for being late? How were they late? Oh, my God. I need to know. Well, guess what, you nutters? You now know. Oh, I'm sick of people going, what was that? What happened at the beginning of episode 42, Sean? Why were you so late? Why was Josh mad? And I was like, I can't tell you, man. It's got something to do with an album that's coming out in the future. But now we all know.
Now
so
we know.
The mystery is there now.
Yes. Let's just let that ponder, shall yeah. we?
There you go. Everybody have a think about what's happened here.
But speaking of tours and shows.
Yes.
I believe this weekend.
Yes.
A band will be touring the United Kingdom, where their front man will be screaming in people's faces.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Mm.
While she sleeps on tour.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
We should go see them.
I'd love that. Especially like if they're playing somewhere on my birthday. But, you know, what's the chances of that? But I was on about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in a band.
You are, yeah. And your band Raiders
yes.
Is touring with Cutting Teeth
yes,
around
band.
The UK for
great
Independent band. Venue Week.
Yes.
So,
yes, we are.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Don't put your fucking journalist face on me, shithead. Hey, tell us a little bit about that. Hey, guys, 27th of January to the February 2nd, my band Raiders, which you can find online at Raiders Band UK on most social medias,
ooh.
Are playing several different independent venues around the UK. We don't go to Scotland. I'm sorry for that, the Scotch, but you did... No, you didn't vote for independence. No, but we will be up at some point. 27th to the February 2nd. If you check out on social media, because I don't know the dates off the top of my head. I know the first one's Newcastle and the last one's London. So, yeah, please check out at Raiders Band UK online and come and see us. There will definitely be tickets on the door. Two of the shows are not even selling tickets online. They're only tickets on the door. So if you are near Carmarthen or Newcastle, please, please come and see us because I don't expect anybody to be there.
So that's no come to Newcastle tweets.
Because
you
if
are
anybody
coming
ever, to... Right, I'm asking for it now, aren't I? If anybody tweets Raiders, come to Newcastle in the next 4 weeks, I will find them and I will kill them. Okay. So just have a think about that if you're thinking about tweeting us with come to Newcastle.
But also, you know, people listening to this are going to be upset you're not coming to Scotland. But you personally are coming to Scotland for one of your DJ sets.
You should be my booking agent. Thank you very much, Morgan, for reminding me. February 15th, I am in Edinburgh DJing for Decade, doing a rock night in the Edinburghs.
Lovely.
So yeah, check out my social media. On Twitter, at Sean Smith Sucks, SeanSmithSucks. Jesus Christ, I've never spelled that so fast.
No, yeah.
And if you go there, there will be information regarding that.
Ooh, lovely yes. stuff.
What have you got coming up, Morg? What can we promote for you as? Have you started a band?
No, I did have an offer to join one recently, though, but we won't talk about that. I'm not joining.
My game.
I'm not joining Iron Maiden.
Too many guitarists as it is.
Didn't need a full. I know they want one because, you know, to look a little bit good looking for the posters and stuff. But
they need a younger, sexier model.
Yeah, and they thought, let's have a little bit of Moe Dick, but it's not happening, guys. Sorry.
What could make Iron Maiden better? Well, they've got that big giant Eddie, haven't they? What if they had Moe Dick?
Wow. Anyway, yeah.
We've got mad.
Follow Sean on his social media pages. Follow me if you want. MHRichard_ on Twitter and Instagram. It's the same one, so you don't have to get confused. And go follow the podcast at Sapling Pod on Twitter and Instagram as well, because you keep up to date with everything. Make sure you like, retweet, follow, share.
Subscribe.
Yeah, go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts more like it, and Acast, and make sure you subscribe to all three of them, because why not?
Yeah.
And then just share it everywhere. Put in your Instagram stories. Your shorties. And everything else in between. And then why not, because it's my birthday on Sunday, I'm getting old and I don't like it, so go and check out patreon.com/sapnik.
Nice. Yes. Make a playlist of all the podcasts and put it on quietly in the background,
that as well, especially when you're sleeping. It's my birthday, you can't say no.
Do with some advertising money.
But make sure you join the Patreon, because it's a lovely, lovely thing. It's a great group. We love them all. And saying that, if you check out the description of this episode, there's a host of names that we love and have to say thank you to. But we're going to give a massive shout out to the elite members of our Patreon community, and they are the names that follow.
I can already see some of the bastards that changed their names. So here we go. Big thank you very much to Dana Lasnova, Kylie This One Time at Bandcamp Wheeler, Mitch Perry, John Price, Amy Chilvers, Amadine Urbano, Emma Barber, Liam Connolly, Nathan Croshaw, Kelly Young, Paul Hirschfield, Scarlett Charlton, Kelly Irwin, Sam Spray, Drew Styles, Loz, Nessa Smith, Katie Puttock, my favourite human, Jodie, Amy Campion, Jenny Mo Dick Munster. Oh, she's coming in for the name. Emily Senegals, John and Emma, Lucy Deards, Erin Howard, Martina McManus, Baby Yoda Loves Mo Dick, Caden Denudston, Kate Stevenson, Sarah, I'm sorry for being a disappointment, James. Good. Marcy Jacobson, the pod popping, meme dealing, third wheeling, spunky boy. That's Kieran Lewis, Kirk Harris, Sharif Awadali, Mike Lengler, Liffy Cropper, Carl Pendlebury, Mike Cunningham, Ryan Woodman, Morgan's Astonished Face, Kelly Emma Cannon, Padraig Anthony Wakefield Newbury, Lydia Henderson, the OG Chester Draws, Amy Thomas, Stuart McNaught, Jenny Robinson, Tony Michael, Jamie Bluer, Becky DL, What's Your Favourite Colour, still hasn't changed her name, Jordan Burchard, Shanye West. That's nice. My new favourite. Nice, nice one, Shan. Shani's gone. Shanye West, Simon Amos, and Sarah Stewart.
Woo!
Thank you very much. That's a long list of people who I very, very much enjoy the company of.
Yes.
And the online company of.
Yes. So thank you very much for all of you beautiful people for existing. We love you very, 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 very much. If you'd like... I don't know what you were saying, but if you'd like to join in on all this love, then make sure to join the patreon.com/sapnin.
Yay!
I was just singing The Beautiful People.
Oh, okay. I was worried.
Bananarama,
Bananarama,
Banana, Bananarama, Bananarama, Banana.
Lovely. Oh, we need a word of the week, don't we?
# Bananarama,
Bananarama,
Banana. Which is perfectly the riff for Beautiful People. Also, Black Skinhead by Shanye West. Kanye West, not Shanye West. She's one of her. Yeah, cool. Is that, it?
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. Yeah, so make sure you tag us in all your stories and stuff with just, that.
He's trying to wave me on with his hand. Yeah.
Oh, this is... Sorry, thanks, man. Again to Milk Tea. Thanks again to everyone listening. Thanks for Sean. Thanks to...
Thanks for you, Morg. Thanks to your parents for having sex 24 years ago, minus 9 months. Or plus
Jesus
9 months.
Christ.
I don't know. Yeah, but if they didn't, you wouldn't have been... Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm glad of you.
Okay.
Are you glad of you?
Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Give or take a moment. Yeah, cool.
Cool, yeah. Make sure to wish me happy birthday on Sunday.
Yes,
thanks.
Do that. Get at him, @MHRichards_online.
Quick thought, there's no songs about being 24, and I'm upset about that.
Oh, there's gotta be.
22, you had, you know, Taylor Swift and Death of Honor. 23, you've got Blink-182 and Jimmy Eat World. There's nothing about being 24.
I don't...
Find me a song about being 24. That's the final thought of the podcast. We love you very much.
Yes.
See you next Friday.
Yeah, see you next Friday. Cunf.
Cunf.
You massive cunf.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.